The birth of our country was saddled on the backs of men and women that didn't just speak of change, they fought for it. Today in the church, I believe we're faced with a battle of truly biblical proportions. And every one of us has to answer the question, will I be a contender or a pretender? So stay tuned for today's Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to say thanks for everybody that's listening. And I want to give a special shout out to those in France, Germany, and Sweden. And appreciate you listening. And I'd ask everybody to help us grow the podcast. And you could do that by sharing it, by also reviewing it on whatever platform that you listen to it on. And so again, I thank you for that. You know, today we're going to talk about contending or pretending, contenders or pretenders. And that's basically born out of Jude verse 3, something that I was reading right around the 4th of July. And as I was putting that into context, I was reminded as we are celebrating the 4th of July, thinking about the freedom and the liberty that has been afforded us by people who fought for it, who didn't merely just talk about it, but they actually did something about it. And so that's kind of what I when I started reading Jude 3, I thought this just jumps out right to me in this context. And Jude 3, a little very small letter right before Revelation, says this. It says, "Beloved," and again, Jude is talking to people that he had this very personal relationship with. He knew them. As a preacher, as a pastor, he knew these people. And so he's writing to these people who are Christians, and he says, "Although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." And then verse 4, he says, "For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ." Well, when we hear the term battle, we're in a war, it sometimes comes across as a cliche that we nod and we say yes. But there is a reality to that. And it wasn't just about 2,000 years ago when Jude is writing this letter. Really, it is very, very applicable to today and relevant for today. Just a little bit of background here. Jude's writing this letter to people he knew, to Christians he knew, warning them. And he says that, we find that he had a specific purpose originally that he was writing to them about. And that was just to talk to them and encourage them in their common salvation. But then he changes that because he says that while he was eager to write to them about common salvation, he finds it necessary, basically saying, I have to rethink this because I find it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith. And then he goes on in verse 4 to kind of give you the reason why. He says, "For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God." And so what he's talking about is false teaching. And this is all within a generation of Jesus's death. So we could say about 25 to 30 years. And so this church was already being infiltrated by false teachers and heresy. And so it's no stretch to see, and we see this sadly too often in the church today. I pray that you're involved with a Bible teaching, very Bible teaching church, one that is connected to and driven by the gospel, the truth of the gospel, not gimmicks, not a man, but the truth of the gospel. And so he is calling us, Jude calls us, he says, to contend for the faith. And it's interesting because when he says this, he says, "Look, I need you to fight for it." And it's the idea when we see the word contend, it's the same word that we get the word agonize, to fight, to struggle in a battle. And it's also, the root also has the context of within a stadium. There is a platform, there are people watching. And in this context, we who call ourselves believers, our actions, but also how we value the truth, how we uphold the truth of the gospel, it's being watched. And so when people come into the church who are not concerned necessarily about truth, and they may be advocating ambiguity or exalting uncertainty, basically saying that we really can't know everything, and they're otherwise deliberately clouding the truth, well, that's a problem, because what it does, it's nurturing unbelief. And Jude is calling us to contend for it. And so again, he has this original purpose, but then he changes that purpose, and he's calling them to get ready for battle, to exert intense effort on behalf of the gospel. And so with that in mind, let me give us just a few points of application. I think if you've been in the church for any length of time, then you know that we live in an age that is, or seems to be, confused about the truth. Every generation of believers has had to deal with confusion about the truth. But that confusion, in my opinion, just seems to be growing. You know, and it doesn't grow. Confusion doesn't grow when people are engaged with the truth of Scripture. They're engaged with the truth of the gospel. It's when we are studying it, is when we are memorizing it, is when we are seeking wisdom, godly wisdom, not from just anybody, but from those who are sensitive to the Spirit of God for that truth. So again, we're living in an age that seems to be confused about the truth. And it's even to the point where the truth of the gospel, people think or act like it needs help. And there are gimmicks in church. And even to the point where I read where if you would just show up at church on an Easter Sunday, you'd be put into a drawing for a chance to win a television or a car. And that's just gimmickry. And so, one, it's that we live in an age that is confused about the truth. Second thing is that if you're a Christian, you are called to contend for the truth. Jude is talking about that. He didn't write his letter to the other apostles or church leaders. He wrote this letter to Christians. And so he was calling all Christians in all places at all times to contend for the truth. Like it or not, you and I are in a war. This is not a cliche. It's a truth. It's a reality. Ever since the Garden of Eden, we've been engaged in a battle within the enemy of our souls, the devil. And he's going to do whatever he can to keep us from the truth. And if we have come to an understanding of the truth, then he'll do whatever he can to distort the truth. So yeah, we are in a war, and we have to contend for it. And the final point of application is we have to know the truth. We have to know the truth. If we're going to contend, if we're going to fight for the truth, you've got to know the truth. If you don't know the truth, then you need to get to know the truth. You need to read the Bible. You need to memorize Scripture. You need to be in a group of a fellowship of regular study of the Bible. You know, God doesn't deliver his truth to his people in a vague, mystical experience. God has given his truth to his people in his word, the Scripture. You know, there is such a thing as a certain body of truth that can be known and apprehended. God's word is all sufficient. It's all that we need in our battle for the truth in a world that is deceived and deluded. You know, and my prayer would be that God would help each one of us believe the truth, to love the truth, defend the truth, and contend for the truth. I hope this spurs you on, and be sure and help the Repurposed Man again by sharing and reviewing the podcast wherever you listen. Until next time, this is Bob Tyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.